We're listening to a really cool track from Gardens Old, Flowers New. That's called Sailing, and it's the inimitable Tom Rush, who's on the phone with me. Hi, Tom.
Hey there. How you doing?
All right. So, Tom, you're coming to town, which is very exciting. We love it when you come to town. You're going to be at Proctor's 8th Step on October 18th.
I love it when I come to town, too. Yeah, I love the 8th Step at Proctor's. It's a great, great room, as you doubtless know.
And you've played there a few times.
I think it's been almost, maybe not once a year since the dawn of time, but something close to that, and it's a treat every time.
Well, you mentioned since the dawn of time, so Tom, I'm gonna head there with you. What inspires you all these years in?
I love playing for people. I'll be doing some of the old favorites at the 8th Step, because that's why people come to shows, is to hear the songs they know and love. So we'll be doing some of them, but I'll also be trying out some new stuff, including stuff off of the latest album, and maybe even trying out a brand new song or two. I've got a kind of a love song that people seem to like a lot. It's kind of a love song. It's called Takes a Whole Lot of Liquor to Like Her.
Well, I like the title.
Yeah, it's a great, great title.
It's a good one. Well, you answered one of my other questions. So you are still working on songs, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The new album, Gardens Old, Flowers New, that's actually one of the songs, or actually it's in two of the songs, but I'm talking about watching my daughter grow up. Sienna's playing in the garden. She loves to watch the sky for airplanes. This garden's old, the flowers new. What I meant was that watching your child grow up is something that's happened for thousands of years, but every time it's different. The garden is old, but the flowers are new. Matt Nakoa, who will be my accompanist at the show, was also the producer of this album. And he decided that in the context of the album, I am the old garden and the songs are the new flowers.
Oh.
And I said, okay, all right. But I did write all the songs on the new album, and most of them are pretty current. A couple of them go way back, including the one for my daughter who just turned 26. She was a baby when I wrote it.
We're with Tom Rush on the phone. Tom's going to be at Proctor's 8th Step on October 18th. Since the pandemic, you've been doing this Rockport Sundays thing online?
I started, yeah. The pandemic shut down everything. I couldn't do shows. I love playing for people, and
right.
I missed it.
Right.
So I decided, okay, I'll do something online. And I was living in Rockport, Massachusetts, and I have an instrumental that goes way, way, way back called Rockport Sunday. And I decided I would call these series Rockport Sundays, plural. And it's me and a guest. It's a video series. A guest and I share ideas. We chat about whatever we want to chat about. And they do a song. I do a song. And that's it. And they're posted on Sunday morning. And they stay up for 8 weeks, so you don't have to watch them any particular time. And you can watch them over and over. But it's called Rockport. Go to TomRush.com, folks.
Yeah.
Click on Rockport Sundays and find out all about it. Also, as long as you're at TomRush.com, click on Shows. There'll be a drop-down menu and a link that'll take you right to the ticket page for the 8th Step at Proctor's.
Good idea. Very good idea. So Tom, you mentioned the Circle Game record. Championing those artists, you know, now seems pretty brilliant because of who they are, of course. But are you still finding new artists that excite you?
Absolutely. And that's a large part of what Rockport Sundays is about. A lot of my guests, some of my guests have been my contemporaries, Jonathan Edwards and Tom Paxton and on. But a lot of them are these youngsters who are really good and really exciting. And I'm you know, trying to give them a leg up. It's very hard to get started now. Back in the day, my day, if you didn't have a record deal, you didn't exist, because the record company was who got you on the radio and got you on TV and supported your tours and got you out there. Nowadays, a record deal doesn't really mean much, and getting started is very, very difficult. 1,000 plays on Spotify gets you about 10 cents. So it's really, really hard to get going. It's partly what I've been trying to do with Matt Nakoa. He's my accompanist, but he'll be doing a few songs on his own during the course of the show. And he will knock your socks off. Mm. He will steal the show. I pay him to do it. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You're very magnanimous, Tom.
Well, it's exciting to me. It's exciting to find new artists, new songs that I'd never heard of before. So
Yeah.
Hopefully it's exciting to everybody else, too.
So we're talking with Tom Rush. The latest record is Gardens Old, Flowers New. October 18th, he's going to be at Proctor's 8th Step. Tom, tell me about that song, No Regrets. You've had a few folks cover that over the years.
Yeah, it put my first two kids through college.
Do you know how many people have covered that song over the years?
I've got a list. I can't remember how many people are on it.
Yeah.
Emmy Lou Harris had a really pretty version. I think that's where Waylon Jennings got it. I don't know where Shirley Bassey got it or Olivia Newton-John. I just learned that Harry Belafonte did it.
Whoa.
And there was this band in England called the Walker Brothers that had a huge hit with it. And off of that hit, there were several other recordings that were also hits, including some obscure band from Ireland called You Something.
That would be you too, I think, right?
I think you're good guess. I saw an interview in print, and the interviewer was asking Bono, so you recorded No Regrets. You covered No Regrets. And Bono's response was, yeah, that's Scott Walker. He's a genius. Excuse me, over here.
Hello.
He apologized to me at a show in Phoenix before the show went up. We chatted for a while. And then they actually did No Regrets during the show. And at the end of the song, he credited me. But what he said was, Tom Rush. totally unintelligible.
If you can think about who has covered it, would there be one that was so unexpected that you're like, wow, really?
It probably would be, there was a heavy metal version off of the Walker Brothers hit. It was a heavy metal version that was so ponderous that they could only get two verses into an 8-minute cut. But the one that was really dazzling was a hip hop version that I did not recognize. Somebody played it for me. And I said, why do I have to listen to this? And they said, it's No Regrets, Tom. Oh, I did not recognize it, but it was a hit. So I can't complain.
Well, Tom, we're real glad that you found a burst of energy to write some more songs. And we're looking forward to what else you got coming down the pike at us. And especially looking forward to the fact that you're going to be at Proctor's 8th Step on October 18th. Tom Rush, the new album is Gardens Old, Flowers New. Tom, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with me.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Come on by, folks. We're going to have some fun. I think it's about time to have some fun these days.
And then you have this song called I Quit. What?
I have to keep explaining. I don't really mean it. But it's the last song. Sailing is the first song on the new album. It was actually a huge, huge hit for Margaritaville Radio. They played it to death.
Sure.
Because it's a sailing song, of course.
Of course, of course.
But then the last song on the album is called I Quit, and I don't really mean it.
All right, Tom, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I love it. That's great. Fantastic. I always appreciate getting to talk to you, Tom.
It's fun talking with you, too. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Take it easy.